Have you ever wondered why quitting smoking is so difficult? Why you see so many terrifying images on the packets of the cigarettes, but nothing seems to deter you from taking that next puff? It's because smoking is a mental addiction. 90% of smoking is mental and only 10% is physical. A craving is actually a positive thought about smoking. That positive thought is solidified in the brain as a neural circuit. So unless you break those neural circuits in the brain, you cannot gain your freedom. Quitting smoking is difficult because people don't work on breaking the mental aspect of it and rather works on the physical aspect of it. For example, people take nicotine gums, and that is widely advised across the globe. But what happens when you take nicotine gums? Nicotine gum supplies you with nicotine. When you smoke, why do you smoke? You smoke for that nicotine. People say, those who advocate nicotine gums, they say there are around 7,500 different chemicals in cigarette when you smoke it. So in place of inhaling those 7,500 dangerous chemicals, you take only nicotine. Well, let me tell you this. If I remove that nicotine from that cigarette and keep those other 7,500 chemicals, you won't smoke that cigarette. You smoke that because of nicotine. Similarly, when you take nicotine gums, what do you take? You take nicotine. And how do you quit nicotine? By taking nicotine. See, smoking is a mental addiction. The craving is the positive thought about smoking, which is a solid neural circuit there in the brain. You need to break that to gain your freedom, and nicotine gum does not do it. People advise medicine, Chantix and all that. You know, see, this body is a miracle. The moment you stop the supply of nicotine, the body within 3 to 5 days completely flushes out the nicotine from the body. And therefore, you don't crave nicotine physically. Why you still want to smoke cigarette after 3 to 5 days is it is there in your brain. It is mentally you are addicted. So medicine does not help. What do you need the medicine for? The body is itself healing itself from nicotine. Within 3 days, 99.9% of the nicotine is flushed out from the body. But that medicine does not help with thoughts. I mean, there is no blood test for feelings. Yeah. I mean, people advise use willpower. They say, for example, I used to smoke 30 cigarettes a day. So I was advised this. I was told, you do what? You reduce one cigarette every day. So smoke 30 today, 29 tomorrow, 28, 27, 26, 25, go on till 30th day and smoke your last cigarette and quit it. You know what? It sounds so logical, but it does not work. Why? When I started reducing it, what actually happened is for example, I have a craving. I want to smoke a cigarette now. And I tell myself, no, I am not smoking for the next half an hour. That craving got intensified because I was suppressing it with willpower. And when after that half an hour gap, when I went out to smoke that cigarette, it was a precious reward for me. I mean, earlier I was not so conscious about smoking. I was smoking that cigarette after the gap of half an hour. After some days, I was not going out. I was smoking somewhere in the corner so that there was less air and my cigarette does not burn out fast. What I mean to say is, the physical aspect of smoking is only 10% of the addiction. 90% is in the brain. Whether you smoke 100 cigarettes a day or 10 or 5 does not matter. It depends on how addicted your brain is, how solidified those neural circuits have become in the brain. And that gets solidified over a period of time because of regular use. And you need to break that first to gain your freedom. So as long as you work on only the physical aspect of it, that is only the 10% of smoking. You may quit smoking, but what I have seen people, who have quit smoking for years, even after decades, I have seen them craving cigarettes. Why? Because that positive thought, that neural circuit was not broken and that is still present there. So, if you want to break those neural circuits, I am doing this Non-Smoker Ninja WhatsApp Masterclass that you can attend. You can find the link for that somewhere here. Attend that to gain your freedom. Because unless and until you break those neural circuits in your brain, you are not free. Even if whatever willpower you use, you are going to relapse someday. If you truly want to gain your freedom, get rid of those neural circuits. Cheers.